Did you sleep at all?
Yeah, of course. I got an hour. How about you?
An hour. Oh my God. I got a couple more hours than you, so I don't want even want to say. It's crazy. All right, how are we feeling today? Oh, my ring light's dead. Okay.
Oh no. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling locked in with gratitude, and I feel
Love
great
that.
for a lot of reasons. I really do. I really do.
Okay, great. I know it can't be the most fun thing in the world, but you went through it twice. Which one was harder for you? Was this one harder or the first one?
I mean, different ways, right? Like the first one's
Yeah.
harder because it's Survivor. The second one's harder because I didn't realize, like, I could have come into this with a scripted, play a character, or I could have done this or that to like fit what we were trying to do with senior players. I would say this one was harder because it wasn't harder during it was harder post. Realizing, like, wow, like, okay, so what fans like and what they don't like and why was really perplexing to me. So I would say that two was harder for criticism. One was harder for mentally and physically going through something I've never done.
Does it feel validating or frustrating that you, I mean, you did make it to the final three tiers twice, pretty close together.
Right. Honestly, like I'll tell you this, like this is like I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like this is how I frame it in my head, and this is no BS. I go, man, what's never really talked about in this is in two seasons, top three in overall immunity wins, not even including the what if necklace, right? The TIFF. Top three, out of people who have ever played in two seasons. Then I go, man, making it back to back final three and never having my torch snuffed. Like to me, not voted out, torch snuffed. And then not many people could say that, not the torch snuffed. And then I also look at it like how many times my name was written down. That's
Yeah.
not random, right? And people can argue gameplay, this and that. I'm so grateful in that, and I'm proud of that. I'm just proud of that. That is such a, when you start this game and are just trying to get to the next day and then have an impact with Eva and that moment that some claim is one of the most powerful moments in Survivor history, some. I mean, that's just a win to me.
Can I ask you about that? Because I was talking to Rizzo last night, and I feel like we didn't see your relationship with Rizzo much in the edit, but he had t said that you guys did have a really close relationship. And, he has someone in his family with autism, and he actually approached you about that moment with Eva, and it meant a lot to him and his family. Can you talk about your relationship with Rizzo? Because I feel like we didn't see it at all, really.
You know what's crazy about this is that he comes up to me at the merge and tells me that story, and it was just so powerful. We were like, man, I'm bonding with this guy, and he says that, and I'm thinking we're locked in. And pretty much after that, yes, he played a different game than me, but we always bounced whatever it was off each other, and he seemed like we were in the same groove. And the best way to describe it is Rizzo was like, we got to tell Joe in other votes. You would hear him say that. But
Yep.
he jumped over it. And then when I was sitting there with the whole dual tribe with Jonathan, I said I have to include Rizzo. And it wasn't that it was a secret alliance. I just thought it was known, like we were tight and I didn't want to burn him. And then Ozzy said, before he left, he goes, I would trust my life in this game with Rizzo and Joe. So there's these moments where it's like people, I don't think, grabbed onto how I felt more trusted with him than most. And that was real to me. That was real. He talked about something outside of the game that I'll always love him for that.
And I wonder if that also it gives more it makes more sense where in the finale it was a very touching moment when he was depleted, he was struggling with fire, and you stepped in and you helped him. Talk to me about that and why you did that.
You know what? My friend is like, I looked at that as like, I was trying to be this new player. And I thought, we're all going to do this our own. Like, I was picked. So it's the game. Jonathan's going to do it on his own. Rizzo's going to do it on his own. And I'm not going to like, it's not wrong or right. But now it's like, Joe, let's see you play. And it's like, okay, well, I thought that would be like, just sit there and let him. And I thought, this sucks. Like, this is not how it's supposed to be. Like, this is a human being and somebody that I care about. I care about both of them. So now what? And I knew it. I'm like, if I help him, Jonathan will hate me. If I don't, people will hate that I don't help Rizzo. And I thought it's just the right thing to do in terms of give him enough to get started. It wasn't, it
Yeah.
was like, I just like, come on. Well, who wouldn't do that? It's like, and I felt genuinely bad. I was like, that's not even fair. And I know he should have practiced on all this, but like, as a human, when I said give each other a sword, you ever seen those videos of like, where like Goliath comes in? It's like, you know, he's got the armor on with like two swords. And then the kid that's like dragging the sword, it's like, at least give him, I'm like, give him a fighting, like something,
Yeah.
you know? So I
It
love
was
him.
very touching. It was very touching, though. How do you think you would have done if Rizzo was in the final three with instead of Aubrey? Do you feel like you would have pulled some votes?
No. Listen, there's only a few. I'm being real. There's like
Love
two
it. Be
people.
real.
There's two people because it would like force them, like they hate them more than me.
Okay.
There's only when I sat my butt, I told you that, when I sat my butt on that stool in Fiji, I hadn't said a word. They can say what they want. I'm like, you hate me. You hate me. And they're like, oh, it's just the game. No. Like, you, it's a thing. And I thought, all right, we're good. Like, why even sit here? And unless I like took a knife out and cut someone's head off, it was done. And so there's only a few people that would have like forced some hands other than Emily, Rick Devins, Christian, and D. I felt truly had to like give it to me. Give it to me. I thought I had a chance with them. Everybody else was, they were locked in before we
Yeah,
even started.
I mean, Coach surprised me because you even didn't even want to write Coach's name down. You were locked in with Coach for a long
Yeah.
time. Were you surprised that you didn't get his vote?
You know, I get it. I saw you know, the exit there when it was like, hey, if Joe wears it, which I thought I did, you know, I thought like, yeah, I did wear everything about that. But you know, it's hard because I know he was locked in and that's not an easy place to be, but I'll wear this. Like, I didn't do enough. That's how I look at that. I don't look at it, I should have gotten this. I didn't do enough to get their votes, you know?
Well, I will say, Joe, I liked that you were honest. They asked about like, oh, what votes did you move or whatever that question was, and you were like, no, I didn't. I think that played better than had you just made something up, right? Like you were just like, oh
Right.
yeah, I'm taking credit for this. So,
I appreciate that. And I want to say on that point, what I was trying to say, which the full statement maybe didn't get out, is at that point, I didn't think either one of us, Aubrey or Jonathan, had truly owned a vote by themselves individually. I just felt we all had our hands in it. So I was just trying to like grab the honesty. I didn't do it, but also neither did they by
yeah.
themselves. We all kind of had our hand in the cookie jar at different times. What I was trying to
Okay.
do failed.
Talk to me. You mentioned Devins. Like you guys had such an interesting relationship, and he said to me in his exit press, he was like, "Me and Joe, like we talk about, like we're chatting, we're laughing about it." What? How did this happen? How did you guys come together? What was it?
I don't even know. Like, I say this now, I'm like, Rick Devin's a great guy. I love him as a dad, a father, a player. I don't know. It was like this. You know what? I go back and I'm like, I guess I've seen, and one of the exit press was like, it's the worst a fight I've ever seen. And I'm like, listen, I was raised in a firehouse. I was raised in a Division One locker room. And if you're saying that whatever happened on that beach was the worst fight that anyone's ever seen or I've seen in Survivor, I'm going, okay, so you're one of like the trying to inflate this, like make the drama unequivocally no. Like, I look at it like two people had a disagreement that were probably too similar. And I'm thinking, it wasn't that. It was, and then it just like, we couldn't get on the same page. But it, and then it's like, I want you out because you're just a great player. And my argument is, in the very beginning, I understand now his game like better, and I would have adapted more to like, oh, okay, like it's like fighting with your partner, like a wife or a spouse that you love. And then everyone screenshots the fight and goes, look at them. They hate each other. It's like, well, no, man, that was like on a Friday. And we just, get me some slack here. It's like, that wasn't relaxed. We're just a fighting couple. And we could have made it really far. And I wish we could have recovered from that. I love Rick. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he said similar. He didn't think too much of it. You guys are both family men. I think you just play different games, but it was fun to sort of watch. I know you got to go. Joe, is this wrapping up your survivor journey? Or are you always open to more?
I'm always unequivocally open to it because I want everyone to know, like, I hate the term that's Survivor or that's how you have to play Survivor. I hate it because you show me a winner. Every winner's played the exact same way, then you can say that. Every single winner has done it exactly the same from start to finish. Impossible. I think you need to go on the show with play it your way. Rick is right the way he plays it. So is Aubrey. So is Emily. So is Jonathan. So am I. I hate that we try to label it for our own benefit. So I'll go back just to kick up dust, just to show, like, if it's just to like, hey, you can't. I'm like, well, bring me back and I'll show you again. Yes, you can. Just showing everybody, like, play it your way. So the answer is, it saved my life. I got on it for my sister. I'm here to be her voice, and I will always come back to be that.